We'll open it up for questions. Lee Spencer.
I mean, give us first the quickie about talking about the lab, but then get into your relationship with the Woods, how it's developed over the first half of the season, please.
Okay. So our lap, all three of them were solid. I couldn't make a lap in practice in qualifying trim. I actually had it aboard. I was so loose, but made good adjustments. Went out first round, drove it in like I wanted to drive it in just to see, because I knew we were good enough to, you know, transfer round two, so I was kind of playing. So I drove it in, and it stuck, and got to the gas, and it stuck, and same thing three and four. So I'm like, all right, it's pretty decent. We didn't really know what to do for adjustments in between rounds, because we never did a scuff run in practice, so we were just going to guess. So we left it alone to try just to back up our time, and the balance changed. So talked to Greg, and I talked for a while about what to do, and made an adjustment and handled just like the for round three, handled just like round one. So that's just good communication, good adjustments. It all worked out. Relationship with the Woods, we're coming around. I've known Greg for a long time as a crew chief. Eddie and Lynn are at the racetrack every week. Great people, two of the best men you'll ever meet. We're just chipping away, learning as we go, and we got some good notes from this guy from last year to baseline off of, and just keep working at it. We're close.
We're also joined right now by the driver of the number 12 PPG Ford, Ryan Blaney, and we'll go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires .net and Performance Racing Network. You probably already been told, or you knew yourself, it's been 10 years. You were smiling out there. What's it like to get a pole?
It's been 10 years?
Yeah. Oh. 10 years next week.
Yeah, all right. Well, so 9 years, 51 weeks. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I've started on the front row two other times at this track. It's been a good qualifying track for me, a good racetrack. But yeah, it's cool. That's something in the column that, you know, it sucks to have a one there. Now we have a two in the pole column. Now we have to get rid of that one in the win column and make it number two. So, 10 years, it goes by quick. I feel old now. Yeah, Aaron, Daytona.
Bob Pockris.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Over the last 10 years, have you felt close to poles? Is that something that you put a lot of emphasis on?
We've qualified on the front row here before, maybe third another time or something like that. But we were close at Texas a few years ago. I've just never been a really good qualifier in these cars. I've got a few in the Xfinity Series, but just now I got two, I guess, in the Cup Series. But I don't put a real big emphasis on it. But now, you know, 10 years ago, the tires were different. The competition was different. Qualifying didn't matter as much back then. Now, I mean, you saw it in Michigan. We had a really good car. We were stuck in 10th to 15th place, stayed out on tires, restarted on the front row, and ran the top five the rest of the day. So track position is everything. Pitch selection is extremely important. We picked up in the Xfinity car just a couple hours ago. We pick up spots every time just by being in the first pit stall. So, qualifying is more important now than it's ever been.
Reed Spencer.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. Paul, you ran the Xfinity race 300 miles. Apparently that did not take anything out of you.
Yeah, I mean, after the race, I went back to the hauler. I'm on my, I think, fourth or fifth different pair of underwear and my third fire suit. Just been keeping it fresh, I guess. So, drank some pickle juice, a lot of ice packs, and feel pretty good. Pickle juice gives you all your salt back, I guess. It's an old wives' tale, I guess. But we did it in football all the time, and it worked. And haven't drank pickle juice in a while, but I felt like today was a good day to do it.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions? Jerry again, then Dustin.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tires .net and PRN. Ryan, looking ahead to next week, what are your thoughts about going to Daytona?
It's nice to go back to Daytona. That July race is always really fun. I've always enjoyed it. From going down there as a kid, watching my dad race, to me being able to race there the last handful of years. It's just always a cool atmosphere. Really cool vibe, and I think I'm going to go down pretty early and spend the fourth there and see some good people. But that race is always a good one. I think Under the Lights there is always a cool show. Daytona Under the Lights is very neat. I think any night racing is very cool, but added at a special racetrack like that, it just adds a lot of character. But hopefully we can survive that one. I think we're 0-2 this year on speedways on surviving, so hopefully we can change that up at this race.
Dustin Long.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports, for both of you. Obviously an impound race, so the question maybe is, maybe some other people are more focused on certain setups, maybe we're not as fast. What's the challenge tomorrow for both of you guys? You know, this is nice, but there's still another thing out there.
Yeah, so we didn't concentrate at all on qualifying today, really. We tried to do one run earlier, and it was we aborted. So so we worked all race trim in second practice, made some gains, I thought. It's kind of like in the Xfinity Series. I mean, the impound over there, you always get a little bit nervous if you qualify really good, because when all the adjustments happen and you get in traffic, sometimes it changes. But we, you know, we have a relationship with Team Penske. We have great notes, great drivers to feed off of, great crew chief. So we'll look at what our adjustments will be. And, you know, the good thing is the cars have speed, and we can work on the balance.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Paul. You know, it's always kind of a toss-up from qualifying to the race. You never really know. I mean, I've had really bad qualifying cars, and they race great. Or vice versa, we've sat on poles and gone straight backwards. So you never really know how it's going to stack up, and you just kind of look back at your race runs. You know, like Paul said, we only made one mock run today, and we didn't really focus too much on that. We made a couple long runs there in happy hour, and you just try to go back and look at that and see where you can get better. But we'll see. That's always up in the air. But like Paul said, it's always good to have raw speed in the car. Like that for qualifying, and you just hope it carries over.
Lee,
all the team Penske debriefs. Are you in most of them with the other drivers?
I'm in most of them. Yeah. We share. We have a pretty open book between the organizations. I can look at Ryan's data from qualifying and kind of compare. Then we're always talking to each other.
And for both of you, Stuart Haas Racing has kind of, you know, been the top Ford team this year. Do you guys think you have an opportunity this weekend to unseed them?
Tomorrow will be a great day for it. We'll try like hell.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've been really fast, and they got a bunch of wins between a couple cars. And I think we've been pretty close. I thought we made a really big gain at Michigan. I thought we were we had a car at Michigan to hopefully win the race if it didn't get shortened, and but you never know how it would have played out. But I thought we were closer there, you know, a pretty recent bigger racetrack. So we'll see. We'll see tomorrow. I think we made a little bit of gains, not only on the Stuart Haas cars, but on everybody. So it's just about trying to find little things and finding them before everyone else does. It's kind of what it's all about. That's how some teams get ahead early off in the season, and I think we're catching up. Not that we're really far behind, but we just needed that little bit, and I think we're getting close to that.
Anyone else have a question? Bob in the back.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Paul, for somebody who's working with a new team, does this schedule where you practice and qualify on the same day, maybe not as much time to debrief or work on the car, does that impact you at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a struggle of running both races. this weekend's a little unique, and we did two practices yesterday with the Xfinity car, so basically could concentrate mostly on the cup stuff for practice. And then obviously having the race in today, you know, I talked to Greg a little bit about what we're fighting, so we get a little bit of an idea what to do for tomorrow. Even though it's impound, we still have some adjustments to make. But it's always tough, you know, on a normal weekend when you're practicing both cars on Friday. You always lose. You try not to lose track of which car you're in or what adjustments you made. You might do a spring change in one car and be thinking about it later and kind of get confused which car you did it in. So, but you know, the crew chiefs and the teams on each of those cars they keep you in check.
Last call for questions. All right, thank you guys.
All right, thank you.